Siman Reish Pei Gimel. Lamein Metzian Shnei Sifrei Torah B'Shabbos. Why don't we have every Shabbos the same way we have in Yom Tov? We take out two Sifrei Torah. One we lay in the Parsha, one we lay in the Maftah from Parsha's Pinchas. We should do this in Shabbos as well. So Mashe Metzian B'Shabbos Sefer Shein Likris B'Parsha's Amusafim and they Shein Ba'el Shnei Psukim. We don't do a Kriya of three Psukim, of two Psukim. Mishabur Aleph Shane Bob Bain Kern Patera Pachas Mishlasha Psukim Kalibasim Kuplamat Zion. So we need to lay three Psukim. Okay. Now, why don't you say the Tarifim of Psukim Shlom in Yonash Yom? Yeah, sure. Why don't we add in Psukim about other topics? It's not an option. Okay. There's no shaykhis at all. The Torah discusses Oyatam, the Fisha Tzorach Lahafter Benobi, Bechol Shabbos Minyan Shayyam, Yikir Meshal Shabbos, Imkain Yet Tzorach Lahafter, Bin the Solik Mine, Ben Minyan Shabbos, Imkain Yu, Kol Haftaris Minyan Echot. The purpose of the Haftaris was to, in some way, parallel the Parsha, but the rule is you lay in the Haftara based on the last thing that you lay in, the topic which you ended with. So if you're laying the parsha, that's called the topic. If you're laying the parsha's musafim, something about the yomtiv, so you lay something about the yomtiv. If it be Shabbos, you would have to lay in a haftarah, which is relevant to Shabbos every week. You wouldn't be able to do a haftarah, which is relevant to the parsha of the week. Reish Pidal, didn't have haftarah, but
Berchus Sat.
Bechaber is explaining. Because only two psukim. Tosfos is saying a second reason, and not like the Mechaber's reason. Because you would create this limitation on the Haftarah, which we don't want to do. If we would take a second time and read them after of the parsha of the Musaf of Shabbos, we'd be forced to lay in a Haftarah, which has to do with Shabbos.
Oh, who's going to be? Oh, okay. I understand. Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
Psukim of the Musaf of Shabbos are only two psukim.
Right. Reish Bedal. Maftir min Novi binyana shal parsha. So we read something from the Novi, which has to do with something of the parsha. Vein parkasim michaval psukim. Okay, it has to be at least 21 psukim, unless the topic that the haftarah is talking about is completed in less than that number. Which that haftarah is less than 21 psukim. So the Ramah, why 21 psukim? Because of 7 aliyahs, and the minimum amount of psukim for an aliyah is 3. 7 times 2 is 21. Therefore, v'dafka b'Shabbos b'inan chaval p'sukim, shesh p'sukim l'chol echod mean hakruyim. You need 3 p'sukim per each one of the required aliyahs. Aval yomtiv shekaron chamisha, v'yomtiv you only have 5 aliyahs. Therefore, sagi b'tesva p'sukim. So then the haftarah, which would correspond, only needs 15 p'sukim. Well, this goes after Rak Betzibur, Akher Shekor Betzibur. It has to be A, at Tzibur, and B, it has to be that they did create a Torah first. Then you have Haftarah. That's the only place where there was a Tekon of Haftarah. Avalav Haki, also Likris, Imam Brachas, Shalafan Akhrel. You can't live Haftarah otherwise with Brachas. But Avalav Bracha, sure, we wouldn't have a problem with a person doing it without Brachas. Okay. Mishabru. Sekan alam of tirin. Kazal of Ushtam. Tamati amashal of Isi. Noigam litav of Taurus. Kedin Sefer. I don't understand that they don't write the Taurus appropriately with all the halachas of Ksivas Tanat. Gehinirli Shein Yotzin Klau Bekriyas of Taurus. Bechamoshim Anifasim. It seems to be you're not Yotzin, but just reading it from a printed Chumash. It's not written with all the halachos of Ksiva, which are required for Tanakh. Lavusha's question. But how's the Magen Rami Yeshua Minik? Silu Da'af Dehu Ayre Atfus Begamel in the Yor V'Shalobik Lilo. So it has three strikes against it. It's printed as opposed to written. It's in paper as opposed to cloth. It's in a book as opposed to in a scroll. Still, Mutalin Yinzet. It still works with Haftarah. When we come back, that's what we're going to run. The Tzarek Likras Haftarah, let me tell you, Novi Sholim Hanitvis. Let me tell you, Haftarah, Levad Hanitvis is B'chumash. The person who's reading the Haftarah should not read it from the Chumash, where it's printed just as the Haftarah, but rather that you have from a full, complete Sefer, which is printed. It's from Yeshaya. You have to have a full Sefer Yeshaya to read from. It's printed and it's on paper, etc., but it has to be a full Sefer.
So is a Tanakh better than a book of Haftarahs?
Yeah, for sure. Became Gam Kane Das Al Yerabba Ayin Shom. Al Yerabba also agrees with the Magen Rambam. Mikomakam im ein lehem rak haftarah hanitfeses b'chumish. The only available is a haftarah which is printed, just each independent haftarah, but not a whole sefer like you find in the chumashim. So yesh lismach lahakel shalavat to create haftarah. Well, we're somehow to read the haftarah from that in order not to totally lose the reading of the haftarah. Best would be, even like Lavush asked, that should be on a cloth written like with all the lachos of Ksivas Tanakh. Shaz Gam Hashemus Nitovim Mekdusha, the names of Hashem are written appropriately. Hashem can Keshu Al Yireh on the forehead Nidvus. When it's Nidvus, there's no kavana. But every time the sefer writes Hashem Hashem, he says Hashem Kedusha is Hashem. Well, you don't have that when you print. That they undertake the lane from a bona fide Navi. Okay, take a look over here at the Shad Siyun. Two things. So first one is in Sharzian and the cotton olive. With Tanakh, you do him hanitfas ma'ire haminim mutav zirsa shiikra haftar b'chumash v'loy bom. But if you have a printed Tanakh, it was published by the minim. That's you can't use that. You learn from the chumash.
I guess those were common in the time of the Chafetz Chaim.
What?
Those were common in the time of the Chafetz Chaim. They'd be printed by people who were not from.
It's more than a person not from. This is a person of the min. It wasn't just that he wasn't Sharma Shabbos.
Well, who does that? I mean, Christians.
Apparently, that's what I think is what he's referring to. So they had a Hebrew version of it. Okay, now it's cotton dalad. So the mice. It's really preferable to use a novi on a cloth. With dikar din yesh the darbe v'zaharbe ayin bel yirabe. There's much to talk about this. That which the people are makel and they learn from mechumish. You can't be meicher against that. Why? Dehu bechal eis lasus l'Hashem. V'shikos the chotzibur litzay v'diim v'klaf gedin. So part of this, the hetter which we have, Eislas Hashem, which allowed us to write chumashim without the halachas of ksiv sefer Torah, and even though we have a rule, the Rosh Hashanah, you cannot say them bal peh, you have to do a mitech ksav, and that mikra then means with all the halachas of ksiv sefer Torah, but the same way the Eislas Hashem was allowed to. Take Torah Shabbat and write it down. is allowed to take Torah Shabbat and make it not a bona fide Ksav, but to have it written in this such a sense. So same when that's true for the needs of an individual person to learn Tanakh. So similarly, we're going to use the same Sarei Zal Hashem to allow the Tzibur, which has no other Eitzah, to use this non-Megillah type of Sefer for the purpose of reading the Navi for Haftarah. But the Tzibur has the ability, definitely should commission writing the Nevi'im. Probably Yemenu should improvise him. Harbi Kesev al Tachshitei Beis HaKnesses Shenochos Kol Kach. Nowadays they spend so much money making the Beis HaKnesses look fancy, which is not so important. But they mean for the good reasons, because they want to do a hitter and give cover to the Beis HaKnesses. So such people, Bavari Mitzal, he still knows Biksivas Nevi'im HaKadoshim. So it's even a greater noy to have a Tanakh, you know, have Nevi'im written on Klaf Kedin. Okay. So we learn from a Navi, so cut and bays. Fancy,
yes.
Silver things that they put on the shul. Vatam. So what's this? What's the reason why there's this takana of reading from a navi? In Neshe Pamachas goes there. You social yasku b'Torah. So they weren't allowed to learn Torah. But carbon avim shiva uberchir aleim. Connected to Hashiva shall you see him lalas olikas b'Torah. They couldn't lay Torah. But they allowed them to read the Navi. So they would read seven Aliyahs from Navi. Everybody got at least three psukim. That's a total of 21 psukim. The kach av api shagzer b'teila. The gzer is batla. So they're able to learn from the Chumash, the Torah, not the Chumash, the Torah first. But the minig of having somebody read from Navi is not ended. Minig al lebatam shemachi tiknu sham after yikar ben Navi but lepachas mechaval psukim. Since that was true, that when we had to give aliyahs in the Navi, we had to have at least 21 psukim to give each person three psukim. So now that we're saying we're diminishing that we're not going to have seven aliyahs, so we'll just have one person read, but the 21 psukim is going to remain. And also, they first have to read from the Torah, because of covenant Torah. This person who's the mafter, he has to first read from the Torah, and then he can read from the Navi. You mentioned the city before. Shekor b'tara. He'll end up with seven brachas. The bracha on the Torah beforehand, the bracha on the Torah afterwards, that's two. Then he makes a bracha on the Navi beforehand, that's three. And he makes four brachas afterwards on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, so that's four more, that's seven. The person who gets them after makes seven brachas. He makes a bracha on the Torah before and afterwards, that's two. He makes a bracha on the Navi beforehand, that's three. And then afterwards, he makes four brachas. The person who gets a maftir on Shabbos and Yom Tov makes four brachas afterwards, right?
Yeah. On the Sefer during the week, it's only three.
Correct.
Six, only.
Right. So that. The reason why it's seven is it corresponds to the seven people which lanes, he has seven brachas corresponding to that. That's okay. Beyond it's only five Kriyim, so it's going to be 15 Sukkim total. Then he said that this halacha is only relevant if the person has it's a tzibur and they lay from Torah first. So you had a tzibur but you didn't have a sefer Torah beforehand. There's no sefer Torah beforehand. There's no din of haftarah afterwards. They lay, but have they finished laying, they realized there was a psul in the sefer Torah. So then that's, so you didn't lay from the Torah? No, that doesn't matter. So we make a haftarah, we lay in haftarah, and we say the brachas. And Rabbi Elohim talks about that. V'im ein erev shechel mohabi navi yachumish v'beis haknesis lahafter. We have them, we can't bring it to shul. So how can a sermon of tirin v'bayi shemunach shom, instead of laying from a chumish, we go to where the navi is, where you have to lay from, and we send 10 people there, and they accomplish the haftar. Because the Torah gam kein, so we said, if you don't have a sefer Torah, you don't make the bracha on half Torah, because you didn't first read from the Torah that you're allowed to then read the half Torah. So over here he comes. There's no navi here. There's a navi somewhere else. So we say 10 people leave this seber, go, and they lay in the navi over there. Do they make a bracha? Yes, they make a bracha. But the laning was here, not over there. So when they get over there, there's no connection between that laning and the laning of the Torah and the reading of the Haftarah now. That's what we would have argued. So there'd be no bracha. So no, that's not true. We see it. We see it's being connected.
Excellent point. So we lay in the Haftarah to perpetuate the minhag that was in place because everyone in the time. It seems that if there's no nothing in the shul, the fact that there's some shul nearby, they said, "Oh, sorry, that should be okay. Why send 10 people to a place where there's nothing?"
So what do you want to do? Just not do it at all?
In that shul, right. So somewhere else is being done, so...
So we're talking about each seber. The same way each seber did it.
But even for them it's different, because they didn't have
the... No, I'm saying this seber, represented by 10 people, has fulfilled the chiv of reading after. That's what he's saying. Take a look at the Bir Halacha. The Biuri Halacha. So it said it requires a tzibur. So the first thing it says, "Miskilu b'haftar b'asar b'yotzim iksasin." It started laying the haftar. There was 10 people there, and then some people walked out. So in the middle of the haftar, he ends up with less than 10 people. So afilu achim mutzal legamra. You finish the haftar. Imbrachaset with the brachas. Avim yotzim iksasim kadem sheiskilu haftar. But you had 10 people for laying before they said haftar. One, somebody stepped out. So you don't have 10 anymore. Avshem eis kriyas haftar hoyo asara. Aim haftir. So you can't start the Haftarah with less than 10 people. For letting you have 10 people, this is a new thing. Haftarah ibn Navi, Ian Acker, who it's a whole new thing. Fine. Then he said, it has to be dafka with a tzibur, but if there was no tzibur beforehand, and they needed tzibur, and then they leaned from the Torah. If you don't have either of those things, it wasn't a tzibur, or they didn't lean from the Torah, so you don't do Haftarah. So the Bir Halacha, "Val Bishat Tilas Hatikana Hoyas Ayadei Kriyas Al Kriyas Haftara Afila Beloy Kriyas Sefer Torah." So the whole idea is to perpetuate the original minhag, which was not tied to Sefer Torah at all. So why are we saying there's no Sefer Torah? You can't lay in from the Navi. So it means Chazal changed the Takana. But now that we do have the option of Sefer Torah, you must exercise the option of Sefer Torah before you lay in the Haftarah. Okay. Sipes. Imchal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. So I'm after the mask of Rosh Chodesh Klal. Since Rosh Chodesh does not require a haftarah, so the Mechaber says Yom Tov requires its own haftarah. Yom Kippur requires haftarah. So when those come in conjunction with Shabbos, so they, as it were, override the haftarah of Shabbos. But Rosh Chodesh does not require any haftarah. Rosh Chodesh middle of the week, we don't pull up, read from a Navi on Rosh Chodesh. So why should the Rosh Chodesh, when it falls out on Shabbos, usurp the Shabbos' right to the haftarah? Fine. So when you make the brachas, there's no reason to mention Rosh Chodesh because the kriya of the haftarah is nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. Some say no, you do mention it not in the chasima, but in the text of the bracha itself. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all in the bracha. Yeah, so the Mechaber listens to Yom HaMenoyach HaZeh, Yom Rosh Chodesh HaZeh. Einam after. Einam after. Tamali Shabbos ain Nabi Rosh Chodesh. But Kriyas a Nabi who rak Mishum Shabbos. So there's no reason to mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha. The Lashon Mechaber es Yom HaMenoyach HaZeh es Yom Rosh Chodesh HaZeh. So that's, you're correct, that's not the same way we have our Nusach.
How could
it be
with S instead of a, I don't know.
You have to probably see the whole Nusach of the Mechaber, I don't know. Gimel. Tzor Lechavim, the Birchus HaKarim, B'Tzor, the Birchus HaMafter, Riyana HaKarim HaMein, Riyala LaHashti, Minyan Me'a Brochus, Chisim Riyana B'Shabbos. The person should listen to the Brochus, answer HaMein, and by doing so, you will use the concept of Shemei Kohen, like he said the bracha. And so he said the bracha, that will count towards his 100 brachas. Sarach l'chavin, hey, v'al kol mitzvah, v'al kein ha-mitzvah la-oilem shivorchu b'kol rom, k'nei shekol ha-kol yishmu b'yuchul l'anasome. So since the people, listeners, are being mechavin to be yotzei, you need to say loud enough that they can hear you.
Say what?
The brachas on Leini.
Torah?
Yeah. You have to answer Amen. You always have to answer Amen in a bracha. So what are we saying over here? You have to answer Amen. We're saying that by listening to the brachas of the Leini, and saying Amen, now you get your, you count for you for your 100 brachas. Sounds like without it, it doesn't. So what's that about? So the Prima Gadim says that a bracha that you're mechuyev in Shemei Ka'ayna says is if you said it. Even if you didn't answer Amen, you should answer Amen because the Lachi is supposed to answer Amen. But if you, even if you did not say Amen, that does not diminish the fact that you said Shemei Ka'ayna, you said that bracha. This is a bracha that you're not mechuyev in. The bracha was not niskan on every yachid in the tzibra. It's niskan on the oila who's representing the tzibra, but it's not chiyav bracha on every member of the kehila. So then, for that situation, for the listener to be able to use that bracha for the purpose of his 100 brachas, is not enough just to listen. He must answer amen as well. And a person answers amen, like he said the bracha, it's the combination of the two. He gets credit as if he said a bracha.
But since he didn't have to say the bracha,
so Tosis raises that question that in the world of Shemei Ka'ayna, does it work just for the thumbs up thing and not for the thumbs down thing? Or Ma'ana Shach? If it works for everything. So Tosis raises this question. Rashi says that the Gemara never says it, but Rashi says in the Gemara and Brachas of Chafal Pomeves that the Gemara has a Havamina. That Kedusha, that you would, if a person was down in Shmoneh and they got the Kedusha, he would stop and answer Kedusha. That's not true, you don't do that. But Rashi says, yeah, but you stop and listen. Because it's Shemei Kainos. Rashi says, I don't get it. If it's Shemei Kainos, you're being mouthed in the middle of Shmoneh. It's like you're saying it. So you're talking Milosh Esrei. We just said you don't answer Kedusha Milosh Esrei. So you're answering Kedusha Milosh Esrei. So Tosfos says the Rashi holds it. No, we make this division. It counts as if you said in regards to what you have, whatever you're supposed to say for the positive. But for the negative, it doesn't count as if you said it. So you get a free pass on that. So Tosfos actually brings the Rea or the Benotam, I forget which one, says the pass is not like Rashi. He says you don't listen to Kedusha because it'll be half second Milosh Esrei. Now, Mr. Burr, new point. Ein lanu zomein achar emes v'tzedek shomrim bebrocha shelachar haftara. Shein zesim habrocha. Even though for some reason or other was printed as a separate paragraph, and the tune stops there, but it's not end of a bracha, so you don't say amen. V'chein ein lanu zomein achar hanurim be'emes shenemar bebrocha shelifnei haftara. So again, in some siddurim it's printed as if the bracha before the haftarah has two parts to it, and so somebody mistakenly would answer main after the first part. That's not true. It's one long bracha. Okay. Sif dalet katan yochel haftar. A katan could get haftarah, and he would read the haftarah. Hagavim karlam after mishening a day at lemer haftara, yochel achal laomra abal chachila also lasses kain. So we discussed this yesterday. Zev was asking this: why don't we do this? Use his options. Chachila, we don't use the option that one person will get the haftara; he'll read the brachas, and somebody else will actually read the haftara. That's also to do the chachila. So the chachila means that you shouldn't call the person up for the aliyah to start with. Because once you do, that's what you're stuck with. So before you give the aliyah to this person, the mafter, which then would mean he'll say the haftarah, you should be mavar that he's able to read the haftarah. Okay, Zot Mishabura.
When my kids were TA, so at the time, I picked them up, and I got mitzvah that, so they called up a kohen to read the haftarah, but somebody else for the bracha. I don't know why they did it, but I never asked.
Okay, I mean, we'll see. Mr. Burr says that our minhag is yes to do like this. Okay, so a person doesn't know how to do it, to read the haftarah, so he'll say the bracha, so somebody else will read. So we call up the katan for maftar, and he doesn't know how to read the haftarah. Or the same thing, you had a person, you called up a gadol who for the haftarah, and you realize for maftir, then you realize that he can't read the haftarah. So the way the mechaber presents the mishaber understands the case over here, the case would be that somebody else would actually lay in the haftarah with the brachas. So now we got a problem. Whoever's reading the haftarah first has to lay in from the Torah, because the kavod to the Torah is you shouldn't just read from the Navi, you should also read from the Torah. So if Reuben gets Aliyah and then he reads after Torah, so I get it. If we're saying right now that Reuben's going to get the Aliyah, and so Reuben says, I can't do after Torah. So Shimon lays after Torah with the Barakas, so Shimon never got an Aliyah. So Shimon did not read from the Torah beforehand. So B'di'evid, we say, listen, we had only one option. We already read the maftar. I can read it again. It's clear that this is all part of this Reuven Shimon combo, that Reuven got the Leah and Shimon is reading, because Reuven can't read. We understand it goes together. So this they read from the same Torah beforehand. Because that's why they say Kaddish beforehand. So this Kriya is not part of the regular Kriya. It's there just because of the Haftarah. Good, so you read from the Torah before you read from the Haftarah. If he can at least be able to repeat after the reader, so the reader would say the word and he would repeat it, so that's better than having somebody else read. Because that's why the person who read from the Torah is reading from the Navi.
Or is saying about what's not only being for the Torah, but for
Once you have Kaddish, you realize this is not part of the regular seven Kriyim. This Kriya that you do after the Kaddish is not part of the seven Kriyim. What's it for? It's there to be the idea of reading from the Torah before you read from the Navi. Abu L'Chadkila, you shouldn't do this. The Hanush and Karlam after, Mishalo Yehida, Achar Kachli, Chris Haftarah, Gamkin. You should not give an aliyah to somebody who can't read the Haftarah. Now, we have the reality that it's one thing you're reading from a chumash. It's one thing you're reading from a klav. You cannot carry, but Nabi, who might you call a tzibur, could create a sefer Torah. So, in that situation, he's being moitzi everybody. Do you ever call a brachas? So then it's not any different than reading from the Torah, that one person makes a bracha and somebody else reads. So same thing over here. And that's how we do it nowadays. In a place where they have a novi written on a cloth, that's become a standard way to do it.
Yeah, well, even if you don't have
cloth,
then you should,
that's a good time. When you know a cloth, really, Mr. Peru would seem to say it's not appropriate that one person should, that somebody else should read.
So the gabbai should ask people before they call them up after they could learn it?
Preferably, yeah.
They shouldn't give a bracha there.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm stopping in case you have, you know, you're worried about katata and these type of things, you know, you'll be samech on.
Let's say I know the halacha, now I can't lay it out. I tell the guy I can't
lay it. Yeah, he should. It's better not to.
That seems to be common, even, you know, in Hamish shows that they, in fact, it's almost like you have to ask permission, dafka, to read it yourself.
I don't know. So the person who was reading the Haftarah lost his voice. He can't speak anymore. So in the middle of the Haftarah and he can't read anymore. How about this time somebody else will take over? So he has to go back. Doesn't pick up from that last point, but rather he goes back to the beginning of the Inyan. Now, you should not have to be reading the Haftarah at the same time. We have a rule that you can't hear two voices at the same time. So, do you make a new bracha to start with? So we would have this. There is a sheet over there that says that the person who's taking over would make a new asher b'char bono. So if so, he's making a new something over here. He would say the asher b'char between tibim. We don't make a bracha. We have a strange din. So Be'etzem, the getter of the Dover is that the Oyla is considered as if he's reading. So when the Oyla got to the point where he can't read anymore, so even though the Balkari is the one who's reading, not him, he can't continue. So we have to take somebody else to take over. And then we have the same shell. He goes back to the beginning, and etc.
Wow.
What? Do you not understand? Okay, now he said...
to a point where he can't read the Balkari.
No, not the Balkari, the Oyla.
Oh, the Oyla reads the Torah too along with the
Balkari. So if the Oyla can't read anymore, so then the Balkari can't continue without the Oyla. And you replace the oil. So the whole thing applies, even though theoretically he's not really reading for the zebra. That's the Kiddush we're saying. Shnayim. Megamlo yia nikra haftar al yedei shnayim. So, now the Ramah said you can't have the same way you can't have them reading together, you can't have it one after the other. They take turns reading. So you can't get this idea of two people getting that reading the Haftarah either simultaneously or one after the other. Neither one is an option. Two people should not say the Haftarah together because Sheikh Kolam Mishnah Moy. I'm going to go to the doctor because Rome, I'm a Balachash, Mutter Lermer, Shazel Yat to the Chavir, Shalayukul Ishmoya. So this problem is that they're reading out loud. So Reuben is reading out loud, and Shimon is reading, standing nearby, and also saying out loud. So now Levi can't hear the Kriya. But if Shimon is saying it quietly to himself, that doesn't affect Levi, so it's not a problem. Matter of fact, it is appropriate to read along quietly. The Prima Gadam said you should read along quietly. That you should read along. That which you're reading along, as if the kare is reading from a chumash, you should read along as well. But if the kare is reading from a klaf, you should just listen. If everybody reads along out loud, so then what he make a bracha? He's not being. How's he different than anyone else on the tzibur? You'll see there's some kehilas who do this. I don't know if you've ever been to chesidus a kehila, right? The person who gets the mafter says the bracha out loud, and then the whole tzibur reads the haftarah to themselves. He doesn't read it out loud. And that's the mishnah saying. What is that talking about? It's difficult to understand what they're doing.
No one reads the haftarah out loud.
No. There's some shuls that they do. So that's what he's saying. If they do that, the Maaser Rav says that that's called Bracha L'Batala.
And yet, I thought that Mr. Brewer himself says that really, the person who's saying the Haftorah is really only being Motzi Tzibur if he's reading it from a klef. Therefore, people should dafka quietly read it to themselves.
Correct, but even so, we're saying that we still, it's called the Kiyama, the Kana. Like you said at the beginning of the Simon, since Tzibur is not able to afford a Navi, so therefore this goes into Eslas of Hashem that you could read as such, so therefore he can make a bracha on it. But he has to make a bracha on it, in some way he's reading for the Tzibur. So he's not reading for the Tzibur, so you're reading along quietly, so it's like he's reading for the Tzibur and you're following along.
That's fine.
So I want to look at this Spirit of Lacha, but we'll leave that for tomorrow.